The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Everybody loves somebody somehow. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here.
Gino Paul Crescenti, yeah, that's it. Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Not so much today. Not so much today. We're fired up today. But Al's trying to calm me down. Everybody loves somebody, and you're absolutely right. Phil Cole says, don't love everybody. I try to love everybody. Put aside the divide. But when I watch what happened yesterday, and I'm watching Robert Mueller, this guy, $40 million later, I'm still trying to figure out why he even had a press conference. Why did that guy go on a podium and go before millions of people like that 11 o'clock yesterday morning? And I'm running around like a crazy man. I got to go here. I got to go there. I got to pack up. I got to pack up the hotel, leave the hotel, get my car. We'll be meeting back at the station, going all around. And then I said, I stopped and I watched this thing. And I said, what is that? And then he leaves that opening to the Democrats for them to go ahead and impeach the president, you know? He had confidence that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice. If he did have that, if he had the confidence to say that, he would have said so. It is doublespeak. It is. I'm watching my language. It is so convoluted what Robert Mueller said. It's a game. It's a game. And now everybody, even people who were not saying impeach the president, are saying impeach the president. And you know what? I have to tell you this. We've been saying it all morning. Go for it. I dare you. I dare the Democratic Party, if you're so bold and you so cannot stand President Donald J. Trump, go for it. I dare you. Go ahead. Waste another two years. I get upset with the Republicans as well when they had the power to do health care, immigration reform. They've done a lot. They've done a lot only because President Trump is there. But and some of these key issues, they did not. They did nothing. When Paul Ryan was there, you know the House wasn't there. They lose the House. Now you got this. And now it's the Democrats who are doing nothing. They don't have a platform. They don't have an initiative. Where's the manufacturing? You know what, President Trump? You're the first president that has enough courage to stand up against China. You know, and Russia is a minor league player compared to what China is doing. Mr. President, this is what you want to hear the Speaker of the House say. So you're going to put a tariff on the Chinese. You know, what if we embolden and we call out Apple and we call out Nike and we call out some of these companies so they come back to America, do manufacture in America. And we tell everybody, you're going to have to pay 10 to 20 bucks more an item, but they're going to make it in America. We won't need China anymore. You know, Mr. President, let's work on that. Why can't the Democrats say that? Why don't they care bringing manufacturing, bringing jobs back? The way President brought the Tim Apple back to Texas, Tim Cook, the head of Apple, down, you know, and now Apple is actually going to Texas. I've been railing about that. How many years on this radio show I've been saying that? But bring these big Nike. Why don't the Democrats or somebody, I'm telling you, somebody just say to Nike, they got Colin Kaepernick as the poster boy. They got Colin Kaepernick, exactly, they're using this guy. That's exactly what they're doing. And yet they're making sneakers with slave labor in countries which names I can't even pronounce. And then they ship it because it's cheaper to ship it to America. And they the tariffs are, they, that the president wants to put on them when they're made over there in China, it's to slow it down and to stop this nonsense. But you have to put the manufacturing in the United States, I think, first. And that's a perfect initiative and platform for the Democrats, helping the stressed areas. I keep thinking, when I go by, do you ever drive by a part of the town and you go, whoa, man, I got to be careful in this part of town. You ever drive around like that, right? Because, you know, me, Uber dad, I'm always driving somewhere. Sometimes I go, I said, what? And some of, I tell you what, lately, though, I've been emboldened by, you know, the comeback of a lot of the inner cities that I see. But there are some that I drive through, the areas I drive through, and I go, wow, man, I'd be scared to raise my kid here. And you know what? The citizens within that stressed area of the United States of America, in those cities, they're scared, too, for their children. Where are the Democrats? Where's Maxine Waters? Where's Nancy Pelosi? Where's Schiff? Where's Gerald Nadler when I walk by those homeless people on Wall Street? How do you, in good conscience, take an oath to become a congressperson? How do you, in the name of God, take that oath? In the name of God, Nancy Pelosi, I know you want to take that away too. How do you take the oath and then not help your fellow citizens when you're in a position of power like that? I cannot, in the name of God, figure out how they do that. How are they going? I would be obsessed with helping the people. But once they get down to Washington, stay with me for a second, please. They go to Washington and they're sucked. The first thing they get sucked into is you got to raise funds. And AOC and everybody, once they get down there, and Republicans as well. All right, we're going to put you in the executive office building away from the Capitol, and we're going to put you in an office, and you're going to call 100 people, and you're going to ask for funds now to help for our party. Democrats and Republicans, that should be against the law. Right there, right there. Wouldn't it be great if some, there's an initiative for the Democrats. You're not going to be able to go into another office and just raise money. We got to change that whole mantra, because then you're bought and you're sold. And then the lobbyists take over. And then don't forget, a lot of these, I'm just so frustrated. A lot of these politicians, they never had the spotlight before. And they're kind of geeky intellectuals, and like our caller Phil said, they're overeducated. They really do. You go into the Ivy League, you get overeducated, and then they get the spotlight. Oh my gosh, people are listening to what I'm saying. It's like remember the guys in high school, you know, who were always the goody two shoes, right? That's the way these politicians are. Trust me. They go down there, and then they go, I have a camera, I have a press conference. They're gonna listen to what I got to say, and they're totally sucked in to the swamp, the vortex of the political power and the perks that they have down there in Washington, and they lose their souls. They lose their souls. That is the swamp. That's who we're dealing with. That is the Democratic Party. Then you got somebody like Donald J. Trump. He's a reality star, billionaire businessman. And he had his ups and downs. He understands great success. He understands failures. He understands how to make a business work. And he rips it up. And we vote for him. And the Democrats cannot understand why. And we, on the other hand, people who voted for Donald Trump, cannot understand why you would vote for Hillary Clinton. No hate toward Mrs. Clinton. I can't figure it out. And my favorite quote yesterday wasn't from Bob Mueller. It was from Hillary Clinton. She's talking about law and abiding by the law. I swear to God, she said this at like commencement. Frankie, play that audio of Hillary, if you'd be so kind, sir.
There may not be tanks in our streets, but make no mistake, we are witnessing an assault on the rule of law and the foundations of our democracy. Just today, before this graduation ceremony started, we heard from the special counsel, Robert Mueller, who said there were multiple systemic efforts to interfere in our election, and that allegation deserves the attention of every American. But what we've seen from the administration is the complete refusal to condemn a foreign power who attacked our democracy, or to take even the most basic steps to protect our voting systems for the future.
How do you believe that? How does someone, and if you're a college student, I could see you're vulnerable enough to buy that. It's, and by the way, who started the whole thing with the Russians? She did. It was with the Steele dossier. She started it. It all came from Hillary. It's, not to mention with the uranium. None of this is answered. And I don't understand. Yeah, that's an alarm, like, to wake up, please. I don't understand why people don't jump on this, why the Republicans aren't jumping on this, on all that Hillary has done. By them, don't forget, taking money from the Russians to $500,000 worth for Bill Clinton to do a speech, and they let it go. And where does it go? It goes into a foundation, and nothing is said. And then this woman is lecturing us about law and order. And she started this whole nonsense. It's so logical before us. It's so common sense to know exactly what happened and how it happened. And it started with the DNC. It started with Hillary Clinton. And then they blew it up. And don't forget, I keep telling you this. They keep bringing up new narratives to take our eye off the ball on what really the solution is, or what was. Remember, I always say you gotta go back where the problem emanates from, whether it's in an inner city or whether it's in whatever it is. Go back to where the problem started. We forget about that. They will go out, they'll do one investigation after another investigation. And now this thing for Mueller, it's something. His voice was shaking. Something's up. He threw that out there. It's like some, and again, this is me just being conspiratorial, but it's like somebody in the deep state said to Bob Mueller yesterday, you don't you dare go along with AG Barr. You're going to say, you're going to reignite this, and you're going to go after the president and say he should be, and you're going to open up impeachment. That's what you're going to do, Bob. His voice was shaking. Mueller's a tough Marine. His voice was shaking the whole press conference. You're in public office that long, and for doing so many, running the FBI, you don't shake when you do that. These guys are, and when I watch Gerald Nadler, and I know he had an issue the other day, he fainted and everything, and maybe his health isn't that great, but he looks, Gerald Nadler, he was just reading like a robot. What's going on? It's like this deep state takeover. That's what I'm thinking it is. Just tell me if I'm wrong. But I'll tell you what, when Hillary's going to start to lecture us about law and order, then we got a problem. 716 with Joe on the radio. It's the case is closed. That's how President Trump is reacting to comments from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Yesterday he tweeted that nothing has changed and argued that a person is innocent if there is insufficient evidence to charge a crime. Speaking at the Justice Department, Mueller said a long-lasting department policy prohibited him from considering charges against the president. Then why, Frank Morano, did he say what he said? Why would he do that?
Well, look,
if not to incite everybody.
Well, that is the conventional wisdom, and that makes sense. Because, look, he's an employee of the Department of Justice, so he's bound by the guiding principles of what the Department of Justice said. Go ahead.
So shut up and sit down.
So here's what doesn't make sense, right? Why didn't he say that 2 years ago, right? Yeah, Would you have seen people like Michael Flynn, George Papadopoulos, and others lying to the FBI if they knew when this investigation began that was Mueller's intention? I mean, it's not a perfect analogy with Flynn because he was allegedly doing his lying before Mueller was appointed as special prosecutor. But Mueller could have saved a lot of grief for everybody if he would have said that this was his intention 2 years ago. And what Mueller said yesterday was inaccurate in two different respects. One, he said it's unconstitutional for a sitting president to be indicted. That is not the case at all. The Constitution makes no provision for whether or not the president can be indicted or not. It makes provisions for impeachment. But the issue of indicting a sitting president has been debated by legal scholars since 1789. And the reason that's the case is because it's not in the Constitution. But since the 70s, the DOJ policy has been you can't indict a sitting president. Mueller doesn't have to adhere to that policy. We spoke with a lot of legal scholars on the show who had varying views of that policy. So Mueller was factually wrong when he says that it's not constitutional. Two, in my view, he was morally wrong by not stating that this was his end result 2 years ago. And the other thing that he said was that was completely inaccurate was he said yesterday that his testimony was his report, right? At all the case. Your testimony is given when you testify under oath. So Democrats and Republicans have good reason to question him aggressively. So for him to say the report is my testimony, not the case at all. Hey, this is a work product of 19 attorneys, and it's your evaluation of crimes that you investigated. That's not testimony. It's a very different thing, factually.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Frank, you're right on the money, and I appreciate it. But if he wants to test it, I say bring him up. Bring him on. I want let the Republicans rip this guy up, rip Mueller up. I mean, put him up there. The only problem is you're going to take another 2 years, almost 2 years, a little bit more maybe, of the presidency of Donald J. Trump, and now we're going to start on this. This is all we'll be talking about for the next 2 years.
Yeah,
as opposed to solving any problems that we need solved.
One thing that I do think basically Mueller essentially reiterated everything that he said in Section 2 of the report. So there was not very many bombshells. But this followed the day after a spokesman for the special counsel's office issued a statement saying that was what was in the new Michael Wolff book, that they prepared this indictment obstruction of justice, was untrue. And now Mueller, if what he said yesterday was true, and I have no reason to doubt it, that he never intended to indict the president, we now know that that is completely fallacious, what's in this Michael Wolff book. So one, it tells you about the credibility of everything else that's in this new Michael Wolff book. And two, I think it says a lot if the mainstream media, the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, still continue to put Michael Wolff on TV and do articles about him as if he has any credibility, when Mueller just shredded any degree of credibility that Michael Wolff has.
Yeah, that's 7:21 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs. Mark Serrano, president of Proactive Communications. He is a strategist and veteran digital media professional, will join us. Avi Dershowitz on the show as well. And Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Susie Cerrone doing a great job in for Debbie Duhaime this morning at 7:21 on AM 970 The Answer. Hiya, Susie.
Hey there, Joe. Thanks so much. We've got alternate signs suspended for religious observances, but the meter is in effect. It's busiest in the boroughs this morning. I don't know whether that's the good or the bad news. Accident on the FDR South at 96th Street. That has a couple of lanes out. Delays from the RFK Triborough Bridge. Uh-oh, a crash on the Deegan South, but at 233rd, you've got delays from McLean Avenue and Yonkers. Cross Bronx Westman at the Sheridan, a stall has one lane out. And on the Gowanus North, but at 38th Street, a stall in the left lane. Staten Island Expressway eastbound solid from Richmond Avenue to across the Verrazano. The LIE westbound is slow from the Nassau Line into Woodhaven Boulevard. Inbound, George, 50 for the upper, 30 at the lower. An accident on the lower level midspan being cleared from the center lane. The inbound Lincoln is 30. Holland 30 from either approach. No issues on the Parkway or the Turnpike. And the New York State Thruway South, that is slow from 14A down to exit 12, but okay on the new Tappan Zee. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Fiat Chrysler's merger plan with Renault is being investigated by the French government and unions. They want to make sure it protects jobs at Renault, which is based in France. A Wall Street firm that purchased homes following the financial crisis to rent is selling a piece of the business. The Wall Street Journal says Blackstone Group has sold more than $1 billion of its Invitation Homes investment. Blackstone invested with private equity money, and it is approaching deadlines to return that money to investors. Target is recalling 90,000 Lightning USB cables because they could cause a shock or fire. Target has received reports of the cords smoking, even igniting. USA Today says the cables come in bright purple, green, and blue and are labeled Heyday. The Dow was down 221 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 60. The S&P lost 19. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps. Touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. The 10-day Stand with Israel tour, December 2019.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
That's going to be a great trip with Mr. Prager and Mr. Gallagher. 726 with Joe on the radio. Mark Serrano standing by. I did want to tell you about Parian & Sons, Parian & Sons of Franklin Lakes. They've been selling fine jewelry. I tell you that every single morning. You know, they've been fine jewelry and diamond engagement rings they're known for, right? And they've been doing that for 98 years. You know, Mr. Parian, Glenn's father, came over, was in Clifton. Now they're right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. The jewelry is spectacular. The necklaces, the bracelets, the earrings. Yeah, top designers like Charles Kripel and A-Link, watches by Ebell and Oris. And I always tell you this, that they're not just a jewelry store, that if you need your old jewelry repaired, nobody does it better like Parian & Sons. It's like they used to do. Remember, jewelry stores could repair your jewelry? You got to check out Katie and Debbie and Maria and Glenn Parian, the Parian family in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. And again, if you're getting engaged or you want to get a special gift for a graduate or something as we come out of school, you know, Parian & Sons will walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond like no other jeweler. You can check out ParianDiamonds.com. So you can look at this great website, pick out what you like, and then make a visit there to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Parian & Sons, or again, ParianDiamonds.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio with Five Burrows and Big Al. Susie's in for Debbie, and we are fired up this morning, Mama. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going down. And Mark Serrano's a great patriot and a dear friend and president of Proactive Communications, a strategist and veteran digital media professional. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing this morning?
Joe, you are on fire.
Holy mackerel. You know, you're watching this and you see it unfold. We know the truth. I know what it is. I have no hate. Mark, you're the same way, man. You're a good guy. You just don't hate anybody. But it's like, why are they doing doing this, you could see right through it. And unfortunately, there are people that are believing the nonsense that the progressive left is putting out there, Mark.
But here, so you are so on fire this morning, and here's what I love about you. You are America's law and order entertainer. I'm telling you, you got this, and you know what? You understand, here's, even though you are this global celebrity, wow, you understand the common man because you never left Jersey. You know what I mean?
That's it,
and
man.
So, and you know what's amazing is you know the thinking of the common man in places like Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, yeah. The people who will decide the presidency next year. You understand them. And you understand what they're saying when they see this Mueller ridiculous press conference. They understand what's going on, and you understand them. It's terrific. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Because I guess when you go out, and, you know, we're buddies, you know, and you know how we love our children, and you listening too, and you're right there. We're all part of this family around this virtual kitchen table every morning, just hashing out the ridiculous issues of the day. And I go out, and like yesterday, like I said, I went to see Charlie doing a play. She's in second grade, so she's going to memorize lines. Now, I haul down, you know, to Monmouth County, you know, from the city. And then I see the good people there. I see the good parents there, and they all got their cameras. They're taking other care of their other kids. I talked to one other guy. He's working for Wells Fargo. He's coming in from the city. That's who we are. And then when you set up in such a brilliant way to go down to Liberty University, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Lindell down there. Then you were kind enough to bring me and the family down there.
That was so fun.
Oh, but the goodness there. You felt the goodness of President Falwell, of everybody there. Just great. That's who we are. I don't know what they're trying to push on the left or why they keep saying we're bad people, because you and I are living it, and we are not that at all, Mark.
You know what, Joe? You said that when they go to Washington, they seem, they lose their souls. Man. But you know what else? They lose their souls, but they have no guts. We're looking at right now.
Good
look,
point.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to make a prediction. Saturday Night Live will have Robert De Niro as Robert Mueller, and he's going to literally drop a mic because this was Mueller's drop mic moment, right?
Yeah.
And you know what Robert Mueller's doing right now? He's scheduling his tea time at Congressional Country Club, right? Yeah, he doesn't care. He's moved on. And he's – and not Trump National, by the way, but a Congressional Country Club, okay? But so – and the reality is nothing changed. The case is closed, okay? Case is closed. There's no collusion. There's no obstruction. But you know what he accomplished yesterday? He shut the door on his own testimony before Congress because he knows that Congress won't have the guts to subpoena him. You know why? He doesn't want to testify, nor do they want him to testify, because he'll be cross-examined by Republicans. Republicans like Doug Collins and Devin Nunes and Lindsey Graham. And they would ask, you know why? Because they would ask him things like this. Exactly when did you know there was no collusion?
Yeah.
Why did you continue the probe if you couldn't charge a sitting president and you knew you would not indict Donald Trump? Why? Why did it go on for 22 months past the midterm elections? Why?
These are
the questions, Joe, that he does not want to be asked and that the Democrats do not want him to be asked either.
And Mark Serrano, that's exactly what we're saying. Bring it on, man. Is it okay to say that? Bring it on. I think they should have bumper stickers. The people should be, go ahead, go for it. I dare you, Democrats. Impeach, you know? They got nothing. It'll never go anywhere. But it looks
Well, and you know what else? Here's what they risk with that, Joe. They won the majority in November with a couple of dozen seats in suburban areas, okay, that are very marginal districts. The reason why Nancy Pelosi is not rushing into impeachment is because of those House seats that they don't want to lose.
Wow.
But I'll tell you what, yeah. I think they're heading towards losing it anyway, because what the biggest difference from the November midterms is next year, Donald Trump's on the ballot.
Yeah.
We didn't have that in the midterms. We had this cloud of suspicion over this presidency in the midterm elections in 2018. That cloud is now cleared. The case is closed. Donald Trump is fighting for America, and people know it. Regular common people understand what's going on in Washington, and the Democrats in Washington, they stare down their nose at those people. They think that they are better than them, smarter than them, and that they know best what's for America, and they don't realize it's the common man who knows what's best for our destiny.
Yeah, and poll-wise, Mark Serrano, I know you're on the inside politically, certainly with the 2020 campaign. It looks good in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan. What are we looking like in those states?
You know, right now, Joe, we have tapped into something that no politician could tap into for decades, right? And it is this passion of common voters, and it is showing up in polls, passion, right, for our economy, for new jobs, for results. You know, we still have new manufacturing facilities opening up in places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. New announcements are still taking place every day about new facilities that are opening up. And you know what's ironic is everybody was saying in Washington, all the establishment players were saying, oh, my gosh, you can't have a trade war. You can't have tariffs, right? Because we fell for that for 30 years.
Yeah.
And what's happening now is the economy is not collapsing because of tariffs, because of this trade battle that Donald Trump, all he's doing is engaging in it. So what we're seeing among voters is passion for this great economy. And you know where you're going to see it the best? Is at Trump rallies. Do you realize, Joe, that at Trump rallies, a great percentage of people who show up are Democrats and low propensity voters, people who have voted maybe only once in the last four elections? These are people who have awakened. They have awakened because of Donald Trump and his policies and his economy in those Rust Belt states, especially.
And you think Joe Biden's going to be the guy, Mark? What are you hearing?
I don't think so, Joe. I think he's he has not been tested yet, right? The media is going to give him a pass like they did Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Yes,
but
sir.
The first debate, Joe, the first Democrat debate is June 26th in Miami. And he's going to be on a stage. And guess what? Because he's the front runner, every other candidate is going to have one common theme and one common objective: chip away at support for Joe Biden. And yet he's not tested. He's creepier than ever, right? And sleepier and creepier than ever. And it's going to be exposed. And look, the guy was in the Senate for 36 years and in the vice president for 8 years. And look at the mess that Donald Trump has had to clean up because of Joe Biden. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. I frankly think you haven't seen the worst of Bernie Sanders yet. That guy is on a mission, and he's bitter.
You know,
if you remember from 2016, Joe.
Exactly.
2016.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, he ended his campaign and endorsed Hillary Clinton before anybody knew about the emails.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And he did. He bowed his head and said, "Yes, Madam Secretary, I'll go ahead and endorse you, and I'm on the team." And it was after that he found out that the whole thing was rigged against him. That man is angry, and he's got millions of people supporting him.
You know what? I want to see that. I don't see that. He got shut down by Hillary. You're absolutely right. And now he's going to let Biden do the exact same thing? And you don't think that'll happen?
Oh, he's going to come out swinging in the first debate, Joe.
Angry Bernie. I love it.
Look, his ideas are wrong for America.
Yeah.
But like you said earlier in the show, he's got heart, right?
Yeah.
And people see that it's genuine, right? Even though he's a socialist and a communist and the American people will reject him. I'm not sure the Democrat voters will reject him because he got ripped off last time.
Mark, you're going to be in your neck of the woods. I'll say hi to your sister, Madam Mayor. Is that right? Is that right over in your neck of the woods?
Madam Mayor of Mendham Borough. Yes, Madam Mayor. Chris Serrano Glaster. Yeah, you're going to be in town. All right. Beautiful.
They'll
have a parade for you. Are you kidding me?
Mark, we love having you on the show, man. Keep the fight, my brother. And let's get together when you come up to New York, okay?
God bless, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Mark Serrano right there, president of Proactive Communications, 737-877-970-2999. Hey, Big Al, standing by. The Mohawk, I hear, is going. I hear the purple Mohawk. We'll get into that when we come back. 737 right now. Al's got the news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
57 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Dover, New Jersey, voting down a resolution for a community day of healing. The vote comes not long after a viral video showed a town police officer punching Cyprian Luke repeatedly in the face. The video taken earlier this month sparked a protest in the community, but the Dover board voted against the mayor's resolution to designate a day of healing. The day would have been to hear residents' concerns. A school in Westchester County is making changes after a teacher held a mock slave auction in class. Chapel School in Bronxville says they're promising to do a better job of promoting diversity and inclusion. New York State Attorney General Letitia James launched an investigation following the event this spring and found the mock slave auction had a profoundly negative effect on all students present. The teacher had been placed on leave, but A.G. James said Wednesday the school has now agreed to fire the employee. In sports, James Paxton threw four no-hit innings. In his return from the injured list, Yankees shut out the Padres 7-0. Edwin Diaz surrendered four runs in the bottom of the ninth. Mets lost 9-8 to the Dodgers. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Foggy skies, 58 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate sides suspended, meters in effect. Two issues in the Bronx, an accident on the Deegan South at a 233rd blocking a lane, so some heavy delays out of Yonkers. And the Cross Bronx westbound at the Sheridan, a stall has one lane out. FDR southbound at 96th Street, a multi-vehicle accident in the left lane. You're backed up from the RFK Triborough Bridge. Stall in the Gowanus northbound at 38th Street, that's in the left lane. Inbound, George, about 50 for the upper 35 for the lower, with an accident being cleared off the lower level center lane midspan. Lincoln is 30, Holland 30 from either approach. Checking your forecast today, cloudy afternoon storms, a high of 72. Early rain tonight, 63. Friday, sunny and 81. Saturday afternoon storms and 78. Sunday afternoon storms as well and cooler. Sunday's high only 73. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40. Can I tell you about my friends Sal Lazzaro and Botticelli Foods? Love Botticelli Foods, a true Italian-American success story from Mr. Lazzaro. Have you ever wondered what type of olive oil you use in a specific dish? Well, with BotticelliFoods.com, you can become, like me, an olive oil aficionado. They've got an amazing olive oil cooking guide that shows different ways to use their delicious, authentic olive oils in your home cooked meals, whether it's sautéing meat, poultry, fish, even bacon. You can even bake a cake with olive oil. Did you know that? I use it on my rice. I use it constantly. I have my whole life. I love olive oil. And when you get the Botticelli extra virgin olive oil, you get it from the highest quality olives sourced from the most exclusive regions in the Mediterranean. And I learned recently, I told you this before, right, that extra virgin olive oil is rich in antioxidants. What do I keep telling you, right? Reduces inflammation in the body. The health benefits are remarkable. Whenever you go to BotticelliFoods.com, please remember to use the code JOEP so you get free shipping on your entire order. Remember, use the code JOEP for free shipping when you go to BotticelliFoods.com. Hey, next time you're making a meal for the family, make it better with Botticelli. BotticelliFoods.com, the art of Italian flavor.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
You got to go to Moe's, indeed. 742 with Joe's on the radio. Can I tell you about Rhino Shield? If you're a homeowner or if you're a business owner, people come to me and say, Joe, can I Rhino Shield my business? The answer is yes, of course. How about if you're a co-op board, springtime and summertime is the time to repaint. You got to, you know, if you're on the board, you can say, well, we got to repaint. And everybody worries about repainting and you got to do it every couple of years. Forget about all that, please. Let's decide this year. It's the last time you paint. Get Rhino Shielded. There it is. Yes, you can get Rhino Shielded. Talk to my friend Susan at Rhino Shield to find out more about this unique process. Rhino Shield, it's a coating. It's like a paint, but it's a ceramic coating that actually seals your house. It seals your building. It's sprayed on. It bonds completely to wood, brick, stucco, aluminum block, or vinyl. I keep saying to Susan, can you make that for like my face so I don't age? Rhino Shield my face? Or my hair. So I told you, this is a brilliant concept. How do I know? Because I told you this years ago, a couple years ago already. I Rhino Shielded the house out in Jersey, the farmhouse, and it was patchy. It was shade. You know how it fades on one house where the sun hits, and then it was different colors. Again, it looked like my hair. The way I try to dye my hair, and it's all different color. Well, you call Susan, you will get a 25-year guarantee never to chip, peel, or mold when you have Rhino Shield on your house or on your building, and it will look freshly painted every single day. I'm amazed and very grateful to Susan for doing this, man. I tell you, they come out, the kids come out to the house, they look at it, it looks freshly painted every single day. You know, save yourself thousands of dollars. Listen to what Joey's telling you, please, on the radio. Call Susan at Rhino Shield. You know what? You get a free estimate. That's what I got, free estimate, 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608, or you can go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer. Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Watching all that's breaking down, all the insanity of the news. You and I watch this. You watch Mueller up there, and then how the Democrats are running with it. And again, I am so just a patriot. I think the Republicans have issues. The Democrats have issues. I just don't know why these people are trying to tear down the United States of America. That's what I'm feeling. Because why don't we look to, you got to go to the source. You got to, and by the way, if you ever have a personal problem, you know, please, you don't want to know. I got to write, one day I will write a book and you'll go, oh my gosh, I thought this guy had problems. I had no idea. That's how we do. Write the book. You don't, I go, well, how did I get there? How did I get to this and I have that and I got to pay out this, I got to pay out that. Then you got the state of New Jersey. It's like a Gestapo state when it comes to taxes or it comes to you're trying to pay support or alimony or something like that. And you make the problem, you make your own journey. That's what I'm telling you. You make your own journey. So you look to yourself, you go, ah. You know, I mean, that's what I feel my whole life is about, repentance. You know what I mean? Just trying to make up for the mistakes that I've made. So you have to accept that. So I like to go back to the source of how did we get to this Mueller probe? How did we get there? And it came from Hillary Clinton originally and the Democrats originally. We say it a million times on this show. You will hear Sean talk about it endlessly, and he'll break it down like a he's not an attorney, but like a great attorney, he'll break it down, you know. And you hear Tucker last night was brilliant breaking all this down, and you're going like, and Laura too, you know. And then, and we do the same on the show, and you hear Dr. Gorka and you hear Mike Gallagher, and we break it down, man. It's right there in your face how it got started. How do they keep running with the narrative? How do they? It's a false narrative. What Mueller said yesterday, the whole, you heard Frankie break it down, it's a false narrative. Don't you want to go up to your fellow citizens? It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. They remember? They go, don't let them go to sleep. It's like all the progressives and our Democratic friends are like falling asleep and they've got taken over, you know? The Schiff complex, the Adam Schiff with the eyes. Oh, don't fall asleep. Don't. No. You'll turn into one of them. I see it. You see it. We all see it. We see how it got started. They take the narrative. And the glaring example, I always say, is when you see when the Mueller probe went after in the Southern District of New York, Michael Cohen, a then candidate of Citizen Trump's personal attorney, and then they raid the office of the lawyer. And they use all of the information they got. Cohen's like audio taping the his client in Donald Trump. And then, so you, now, right there, it should stop. Right there, So someone in charge has got to say, you know, that's illegal what you're doing. You can't. It's an absolute assault on civil rights. You can't do that. They do it anyway because of the Department of Justice. They bring it out. Then all of the stuff that Cohen does becomes the narrative. And they use that as information for indictments. And you and I are going, wait, let's go back. Let's where the problem emanated from. That none of that information should have been out. Good, right, wrong, or indifferent, it should not have been out. But they let it get out. And then they leak it out. It's scary. And believe me, if it's happening to everybody else, all those people and all the collateral damage. And when Mueller stood up there yesterday, you know what really bothered me? How many lives he ruined. The collateral damage of that ridiculous witch hunt where they got nothing. And they ruined lives. Not only General Flynn, Paul Manafort. Oh, but Paul Manafort. No, he did nothing that had anything to do with Russia collusion. Boom. End of story. Talk about a mic drop. There it is right there. No Russia collusion. You're going to raid Roger Stone's house, a pre-dawn house? You're going to raid with FBI agents? And I just know these because I'm a staunch supporter of the FBI. They listen to the show, the rank and file of the FBI, the special agents in charge, doing a stellar job keeping us safe as the elite organization that they are, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Don't you think they're dead? We got to go what? We got to go to Roger? You know, they can't say it, but they're going, we got to go to Roger Stone's house with guns drawn and flag chat? What? Are you serious? And Mueller's up there like, I'm not going to answer any questions. Get off the stage. Go home. Or better yet, Lindsey Graham, subpoena this guy. Subpoena him. You know, and you want to impeach? I say go for it. You got nothing. And I dare you. I dare you. All this bluster with impeachment. We're supposed to go, oh, they're going to impeach the president. Go for it. I dare you. Show us something. You got any guts? Show us something. And you want to try to impeach the president? You go see how far you get and see what happens in 2020. Ugh, I've just had it. There I go with that sound again. Ugh, just absolute frustration. Hey, 749, give me a call. Let me know if you're as incensed as I am, because I'm not going to deviate from the truth. I'm not going to deviate from my love of country. I'm not going to deviate from the legacy that my grandparents tried to put forth in this country through my parents and through myself. I'm not deviating from that. I am staunchly supporting the United States of America, staunchly supporting the President of the United States of America. We are one nation under God. I believe in God. I'm staying true to my faith. Yes, I'm a Christian, and I ain't going nowhere, and you're not going to take me down. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Susie Cerrone is out there looking out for you on the roads, in for Debbie Duhaime this morning. Hiya, Susie. How are we looking thus far this morning?
Hey there, Joe. Without a doubt, it's definitely busiest in the five boroughs this morning, so if that's where you're headed, really be careful out there. We do have alternate sides suspended for religious observances, but the meters are in effect. Accident in Queens on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Farmers Boulevard that has two lanes out, and heavy delays on the Staten Island Expressway east when it's at least 20 minutes to go from Richmond Avenue to across the Verrazano Bridge. This accident on the FDR southbound at 96th Street, they're still wrapping it up, clearing it from the left lane. Tractor-trailer accident in the Bronx on the Bruckner southbound at the Deeg, and that's at least a 30-minute delay. And a stall on the Cross Bronx westbound at the Sheridan Expressway has one lane out. Inbound, George, an hour for the upper, half that for the lower. Lincoln's about 30, the Holland 30 from either approach. New Jersey, the biggest delay is 287. 287 north and is hammered from exit 1 up to exit 12. No issues right now in the Garden State Parkway. It's just volume northbound from 129 to 140. And volume on the thruway is southbound, but due to the fog, it's pretty slow from 14A down to 12. Surprisingly, not too bad on the new Tappan Zee. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh opposes a proposed new law.
I got a real problem with the country that will allow an 18-year-old to put on a uniform and fight and die for that country, but that same country won't allow an 18-year-old to smoke a cigarette. I got a real problem with that.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
We love John Katz. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. How you doing? It's 7:54 right now. Weather's coming up in a moment. Can I tell you about this great book called Why People Don't Like You? It's from John Bramnick, New Jersey's funniest lawyer, stand-up comedian. And he wrote this book, Why People Don't Like You. It's a hilarious rule book with illustrations by Pat Brentano that will make you laugh as you turn each page. I love this. It's a coffee table book, you know, and you got to have it. It's fun for teenagers because they have little things in it, what to do and what you shouldn't say and why people don't like you because you say the things you say. Like, for example, don't say, I'm sorry to interrupt if you are interrupting for no real reason. Don't even bother saying it because you're interrupting, right? John says this, don't back up on the turnpike when you've missed your exit. Please. Oh, how many times have you seen that? It's so dangerous. Stop that. You know, grudges, this is from John, grudges are a complete waste of time and they consume energy needed to be successful. It's true. And if you have to look at your phone, apologize before you do it. Isn't that great? Would you mind if I just check my phone? I mean, that's decent, isn't it? Right? And don't take the book too seriously, but you got to get yourself a copy. It's a lot of fun. Why People Don't Like You. It's a great read. I highly recommend it. Order on Amazon today by typing in Bramnick Book, B-R-A-M-N-I-C-K. Bramnick Book. That's Why People Don't Like You. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Here they come again. Can't
you see if you can? Joe Lumberg, a meteorologist, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Joe, how you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I love that. Al finds these esoteric Dave Clark 5 songs. And I can see, and the baby boomers may know, but I can see we have a lot of younger listeners, and thank you for listening. They're going, yes. What is that? Who is that? What is that?
You know, yeah, what?
A great group. Hey, so what do we got? Rain today? Not rain today? Last night was nuts, Joey. That was crazy, huh?
It's going to be nuts this evening. I think sometime around 5 to 7 or 8 o'clock, it's a pretty small window, but I think that's the window when we could get blasted by these strong thunderstorms again, downpours and gusty winds. Then they'll get out of here, and then things will quiet down overnight, and that's going to set us up for a couple of nice days tomorrow and Saturday with sunshine, I think.
Oh, that is good. So what's with the tornado situation, Joe Lumber?
Oh, I keep bad.
What was with our phones going off, and there's tornado warning in Jersey and Sussex County and Warren County?
Just a big contrasted air masses, just this hot, steamy air mass to the south, and it's much cooler to the north, and that's why you get these things. You know, you don't get them when the air masses are pretty similar. So there's been a swarm of them from the plains into the Ohio Valley and parts of the northern Mid-Atlantic. They've been knocking on our door. This is the last day we've got to deal with that kind of stuff before things quiet down, get a little less active.
Hey, Joe, before we let you go, so if I'm in Huntington County and there's hills and everything, is it harder for a tornado kind of to land when there's hilly, right? Isn't it
harder?
Morally...
Harder, but it's not impossible. I've seen some, you know, in fact, there may have been one not too far from where I live yesterday, you know, in a hilly area. It's just like, wow, you don't think it can happen there, but it can.
So we should heed those warnings seriously when they go off on the phone like that. All right,
yes,
Joe. Joe, I tell you, appreciate your knowledge, you meteorologist, you, and we'll talk to you soon, Joe. Keep us posted. Thanks,
we'll
my
do,
friend.
We'll
Joe Lumber. Rosenberg right there, 757 with Joe on the radio. So we reached out, and the man making the most sense on television yesterday after this Mueller fiasco is Alan Dershowitz, Avi, as he allows me to call him, from Brooklyn. And Professor Dershowitz will join us in the next hour. I know he's going to be pulled every which way this morning, but I said the five boroughs. I said, did you get Alan Dershowitz? He goes, yeah, we got him. So Alan Dershowitz scheduled to be on in the next hour, and we're going to you do not want to miss what Avi Dershowitz has to say about this Mueller situation. Assemblyman Robert Alt, you know, going back home to Jersey, you got to look at the millionaire's tax, the New Jersey budget. What's going on? And Robert Alt is right on the you know, he's on the fighting front of trying not to kill us in taxes. We can't do it anymore. And thank goodness for Robert Alt. He's joining us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. And then, like, that's not enough, right? Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka, man, you do not want to miss Dr. Sebastian ripping it up. We'll talk Iran. We'll talk North Korea. We'll talk Venezuela. And, yes, we'll talk Mueller with Dr. Gorka. Radio Piscopo with Frank and Al. And we're coming right back at you on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The city medical examiner is ruling the Harlem fire that killed a mother and her five children was accidental. Authorities believe 45-year-old Andrew Polidor fell asleep while cooking and had previously disabled the apartment smoke alarms. Officials say Polidor and her children died from smoke inhalation and burns. Fire broke out around on May 8th in the Fred Samuels houses on 7th Avenue near 142nd Street. The search for a pilot missing in the water off of Cape May is turning into an investigation. The Coast Guard suspended their search last night following the crash of a single-engine plane yesterday around noon. State police working with city fire and police joined in the search and did locate the plane in about 18 feet of water, but the pilot's whereabouts are unknown. Officials have not identified the pilot. In sports, Yankees shut out the Padres, Mets lost to the Dodgers.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.